Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air dates, April 30th, 1941, and the title is Dead Men Pay No Blackmail. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
A cloud of dust and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. Parts of the early western United States, outlaws seized the reins of government, and the honest settlers had no one to defend their lives or property. It was in these sections of the new territory that the masked rider of the plains did his best work in the cause of justice. Single-handed, he fought crime and criminals, and finally brought law and order to the lawless frontier. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. We're heading south for the range country. Tonto's waiting for us. I own Silver. Hooray!
It was after dark when Pete Lacey, Pedro Martinez, and Mary Lawrence rode into the little town of Glenville. They headed straight for the cafe. But as the two cowboys started to rein up, Mary stopped them.
The Red Sulphur is in back. We can go in the back door without going through the cafe.
Lead the way, Miss Lawrence.
You let me do the talking, Pete. I got a few things to say to the skunk myself.
I'm afraid it won't do any good.
We will see, Senora.
Right up here. There he is, sitting at his desk.
It's better if you stay out here.
Oh, no, I'm coming with you.
The door is unlocked. We walk straight in. What's this, Senor Bannister? We have business with you.
Who are you? What's the idea of busting in like
this? They're friends of mine, Red.
Maybe they came here to make trouble.
Maybe we did.
If it's about the mortgage, I hold a new...
You have guessed it, Senor. We would like to see that paper.
The sheriff's seen it. That's all that's necessary. He served you notice, didn't he, Miss Lawrence?
I don't believe that my husband ever borrowed money from you.
He never told you, eh?
Never. And Dick never kept a secret from me in his life.
He was a friend of ours. Pedro and me stayed at the Diamond L just 3 months ago when Dick was having trouble with those rustlers.
So you're the two hombres that helped run them off?
Si, senor.
It's too bad you didn't get rid of them for good. And they couldn't have come back and gotten...
I'm not so sure it was rustlers that killed Dick.
No? Well, who did it then?
I don't know, but
maybe
I have...
these two had a hand in it.
No, it's insult. You have insulted Pedro Martinez, his body, Runiega. I will make
easy,
you the...
Easy, Pedro. You listen to me, Red. Dick told us his ranch was free and clear. He said that no matter what happened to him, his wife would be taken care of.
This mortgage you have, it is a fake. You're sure to us and we will prove it. Do not laugh with us. Senor Lorenz is a friend of ours. If the Lone Ranger were here, he would not let you cheat her. So I, Pedro Martinez, will take his place.
Take the place of the Lone Ranger, huh?
do not laugh.
Right. I'm through laughing. Get out of here.
Not until we see
him. Do not go for your gun, senor.
I'll show you.
You killed him.
The door of the cafe is locked. Come on, out the back door.
I'm not to let them in.
Wait a minute, not yet. Get on your horse. Get out of town, Pedro.
But Pete,
hurry up.
You're going to stay here?
What else can I do?
Where shall I go?
Try to find the Lone Ranger. Tell him what's happened, and then do what he says.
Let's see.
We'll let him in now, Miss Lawrence.
Shall we tell him the truth?
I'm not going to say anything.
There's
been an accident, Sheriff.
Well, it's Red. He's been shot.
Red, get them all out of here, Sheriff.
Miss Lawrence, you and that hombre with you are under arrest. Take them all to jail, boys, and shut the door behind you.
When Pedro Martinez raced out of Glenville, he headed straight for the Padre, who was an old friend of the Lone Ranger. The Padre was able to tell him where the masked man could be found. And on the second night after the shooting, Pedro told his story.
And that is all, senor.
It's plenty bad. You're sure he's dead?
I shoot, he fall. I do not mean to kill him, senor. I shoot for his gun, like you, but I do not have your skill.
And Pete and Mrs. Lawrence stayed behind.
Si, senor. Pete tell me to find you and tell you what happened, and now I am to do whatever you say.
There's only one thing to do, Pedro.
Give myself up.
We'll ride back to Glenville with you.
Hey.
Right away, Pedro.
Here, Silver. Here, Scout.
We should be able to get there by morning. But before you give yourself up, we'll find out what's happened since you left.
Into the saddle.
Ready, Tonto?
Tonto ready.
Come on, Silver.
Come on, Scout.
Get up there.
I own Silver. Hi!
The Diamond L Ranch House, isn't it, Pedro?
Si.
We'll stop there before we go into town.
Maybe we not find Miss Lawrence.
I've thought of that. The sheriff may be holding both her and Pete.
He cannot arrest him. They have nothing to do with this shooting.
Pete's your best friend. He could have taken the blame for it.
No, Pedro, we not let him.
That woman in front of house.
Is it Mrs. Lawrence?
Si, senor.
Good. Come on, Silver.
Pedro!
It is the senora, but where is Pete? It is not right for him to take the blame.
Why have you come back?
This is the Lone Ranger. I do what he tells me. Where is Pete?
He's in jail.
Oh, no, that is not right. We will not stop here, senor. We will go into town.
Not so fast, Pedro. Did Red Bannister die, Mrs. Lawrence?
Yes, he did. They had his funeral day before yesterday.
Is Pete charged with his murder?
Well, they arrested him, but... Oh, Pedro, I didn't know what to do. I wanted to save his life, so I told him that you did it.
Oh, Pedro is glad that you say that.
Oh, but the sheriff doesn't believe it. Neither does anybody else in the town. Nobody saw us go into the cafe, and when they opened the door to the office, they only found Pete and me.
I will tell him the truth.
Have they set a date for Pete's trial?
It's tomorrow.
I see. Pedro, did Red wear his guns low?
Very low. He had a bad reputation for guns.
And you fired as he was going for his gun?
Si.
You tried to shoot it out of his hand?
Like you, senor.
Can you remember how far he'd raised his hand?
Well, his gun was just out of the holster.
Mrs. Lawrence, what happened after you let the men from the cafe into the office?
The sheriff was the only one who came into the room. He walked over to Red, and after he'd taken a look at him, he arrested Pete and me. Some of the deputies took us to jail.
And Red's funeral was held the next morning?
Yes. No. No, I guess it was that same night.
That's strange.
What you think?
I don't know, Tonto. I wish that someone we could trust had examined the body. Mrs. Lawrence, Red Bannister held a mortgage on your ranch.
That is what all argument was about.
Did he own other property?
Yes, he owned the cafe and the old Lazy Y ranch. That's just south of us.
Who does that land go to now?
I don't know. He doesn't have any kin around here.
I wonder if he left a will.
What has that got to do with Pete, senor?
Perhaps nothing. Perhaps a great deal.
We're right into town now.
You're going in by yourself, Pedro, and report to the sheriff.
Then they will set Pete free.
I doubt it. They'll hold you both until after the trial. But you'll hear from us before then. Does anyone live at the Lazy Y, Mrs. Lawrence?
Oh, no. They haven't run cattle there for years. Why do you ask that?
Because Tonto and I are going to pay the Lazy Y a visit. We'll see you later, Pedro.
Adios. Get out, Scout. Hail Silver. Hooray!
Where's the ranch house?
Nobody lived there in a long time.
It looks ready to fall down.
Ah. What we do there?
Just take a look around. There hasn't been any rain lately. There might be some tracks near the corral.
That rifle shot.
From the house. We can't go any closer, Tonto.
Ah.
Not while it's daylight, at any rate. Whoever's in there means business. Come on, Silver.
Come on, Scout. We come back tonight.
Our first call will be on the sheriff.
Faster, Silver. Faster.
Ranger and Tonto made camp in a dry arroyo and waited there until nightfall. Then they rode into town and, leaving their horses at the rear of the jail, headed for the front of the building where the sheriff had his office.
Here, take a look in that window, Tonto.
No.
If he isn't alone, we'll have to wait until they leave.
Bobby, light the window, go out.
He's leaving. Come on. There he is, just getting ready to mount.
Who's there?
Not so fast, Sheriff. We have some business to take up with you.
Business? You're mad.
And you're covered. I'll make a sound and get back inside your office.
You can't tell me. No outlaws will order me around and get away with it.
That remains to be seen. I'll knock the door.
I tell you.
Shall I take your keys?
I'll do it.
Light the lamp, Tonto.
You do it.
They won't keep you long, Sheriff. Just tell me what I want to know and you won't be hurt.
You'll never get out of this town alive.
Now, wait a minute. Is Red Bannister dead?
What's that to you?
I ask you a question.
Sure he's dead. Shot and killed 3 days ago.
That's what I heard. I'm here to claim his estate.
Huh?
Not for myself, but I have a paper in my pocket that's signed Red Bannister. It says that all his money and his property
it's
are...
It's a forgery.
Well, how do you know? You haven't seen it yet.
Well, hand it over, then.
I'm not sure that you can be trusted with it.
What do you mean?
You might destroy it.
Why should I? It isn't worth the paper it's written on.
Not even if the signature were genuine?
Well, Red may have signed a will sometime or other. I don't know anything about him before he come to Glenville. But it's only the last will that counts, and he signed one just before he died.
I want to see it.
You've got a fair chance.
Aren't you forgetting that I still have you covered?
It isn't here.
Well, we'll just make sure of that. There are some papers on your desk.
Keep away from that desk.
And it is here.
I warn you.
You've done that before. Yes, you were telling the truth.
All right, go ahead and read it.
Mm-hmm. So George Brady gets everything. Well, what's this at the bottom?
Nothing.
Palace Hotel, San Francisco. That must be Mr. Brady's address. I suppose Red told you to sell all his property and send the money to Brady.
I got nothing more to say.
Neither have I. But I think I'll take this paper with me.
You can't. It hasn't been filed in court yet.
I can see that. And that this will should disappear, Mr. Brady would have a hard time collecting, wouldn't he?
So that's your game. Figure to collect on your own will, huh?
Tie him up, Tonto.
Oh, Tonto, do it. You sit down and chair. It won't do you any good.
Don't make the ropes too tight.
Hey.
We only need a start, Sheriff, and you'll never be able to catch us.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's fine. Come on, Tonto.
Fools. They didn't even gag me.
Help! Get me out of here! Help!
Any danger, stay here. Why we not ride?
I want the sheriff and his posse to follow us. We'll lead them out of town and lose them.
Then what?
We'll come back here. It may take a little time to get Pete and Pedro out of jail, but we have to do it.
There are plenty of men out front now.
Nearly all the men in town. Good. Here's where we draw them away from the jail.
Come on, Silver.
Come on, Scout. Hail Silver! Hooray!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. From their cell, Pete and Pedro had heard the Lone Ranger's shout and the answering gunfire of the posse. Then, as the sheriff and his men rode out of town, the night became silent once more. Pedro stood at the barred window. Pete sat on the cot, his head bowed.
Got away, of course.
Well, there's no horse in the west that can catch Silver.
I wonder why the posse don't come back.
Who knows?
You figure he was trying to see us?
It's what he told me. We'll see us before the trial. Tonight is his last chance.
The night ain't over yet.
Pedro is very sad. All this trouble is his fault.
You were only trying to help Miss Lawrence.
It's much better if we get Lone Ranger in first place. I do not mean to kill a man.
He was a no-good skunk.
Even so, it's right that I should hang.
No, it ain't. He drew first.
But they must not do anything to you. Pete, you will let me say this. You tried to stop me.
Listen.
Hey, Pedro, here. There are horses stopped out in front.
Can you see?
No.
The masked man?
Whoever is going to office. He said that he would save us, Pete. We know that we can trust in his word.
But if he only wanted to talk with us, he could come here to the window.
Perhaps he let us out.
I don't think he would. After all, he don't...
That is the door from the office to here. They break it off. Senor!
Oh, it's sure good to see you, masked man.
Hello, Pete. It's going to take us a long time to break this door down.
I'll find keys and hang on the wall.
Now, that's fine.
You let us out, senor?
I was willing to bet that you wouldn't.
I don't know Red Bannister myself. I need the help of someone who does.
And what is that?
We'll ride out to the Diamond L. You can pick up some horses there, and then we're heading for the Lazy Y.
You'll find something today?
No, Pedro, but I think we will tonight. Come on. This is as far as we can take the horses.
I see a light, senor.
Who's living here?
That's what I want you to tell me.
Pete, if you would know what Pedro is thinking now, you would think Pedro has gone crazy.
I know what you're thinking.
It is impossible. You could not.
I'm thinking the same thing myself.
This man wants someone who knows Bannister. Why would that be?
You have to be quiet.
Oh, see, senor. Like the grave.
Yeah. You have to say that.
Keep down. Here we are. Right underneath the window. Take a look, Pete.
Yeah.
Well?
There's a man in there. But his back is toward me.
Let me look, senor.
Go ahead. Don't let yourself be seen.
He's turning his head a little. One moment.
The priest.
What?
Senor, it's the man I killed.
Come on, back to the Diamond L.
I heard you ride up. Come in.
Senor Lloyd, this is the happiest moment of Pedro's life. I am not a murderer.
What do you mean?
Red Bannister's alive, ma'am.
What are you talking about, masked man?
It's true. He's hiding out the Lazy Y.
But we saw him fall in the funeral.
The sheriff took charge of that.
Red is only wounded, senor. That is all.
Hey, I'm a curly wolf, and it's my night to howl.
Yahoo!
It isn't time to celebrate yet, Pete.
Oh, I still don't understand it. Why should he pretend to be dead? Was it just to get us in trouble?
He must have had another reason, Mrs. Lawrence. I'm going to tell you everything I found out.
The only thing Pedro cares about is that he's alive.
I want you to look at this paper. It's a will. Now, according to the sheriff, Red signed it just before he died, or pretended to die. That was after Pete and Mrs. Lawrence had been taken to jail.
Yeah?
It leaves everything to a man named George Brady. Now, I have an idea that Red planned to go to San Francisco and assume the name of Brady. The sheriff would sell all his property here and send him the money.
Well, it doesn't make sense, though. Why would he go to all that trouble?
We've got to find the answer to that question, Mrs. Lawrence. Why should Red Bannister want people to think he's dead? He's afraid of something. What is it?
I don't know, unless he committed some... Boys.
Si, senora.
Dick, my husband.
Dr. Z.
Mister, my husband was dry gulched. The coroner's jury brought in a verdict of murder by person or persons unknown. Everybody around here figured it was Rustler's, but it wasn't.
Rustler's nothing, it was him.
It was Red Bannister.
Now wait. Why should he want to kill your husband? He must have had a motive.
It was right after that the sheriff served me notice to clear off the ranch. With Dick out of the way, Red could claim that he borrowed money from him. Don't you see? I wouldn't have any proof that he didn't. They could have forged his name, and with the sheriff and Red working together, what chance would I have?
I believe you're right, but that isn't enough. We still have to have the answer to the question, why is Red afraid?
The sheriff must know.
He isn't afraid of the sheriff. They're still working together. Think, Mrs. Lawrence, you're the only one who can help us out here. Who else might know that Red was guilty of murder?
Well, he has a lot of men working for him in the cafe, but I can't believe any of them would be a party to murder. Not Al or Whitey. Couldn't be Shorty.
Go on, think hard.
Well, Slim, Billy Vernon... It might have been Jose, but he isn't here anymore.
What's that?
A breed called Jose. He was run out of town months ago.
And he never came back?
I haven't seen him. You remember Jose, boys. Dick had some trouble with him the last time you were here.
That little weasel?
I wouldn't put anything past him.
Do you know where he is now?
No, I don't.
But he's the only possibility you can think of.
I'm afraid so.
Then there's nothing more to be done until we find him. Pete, Pedro, you can't stay here. You'd better come with me.
Are we not going to tell everybody that Red is alive?
We'll tell no one. Let them go ahead with their plan. Red won't leave for San Francisco until his wound is healed. By that time, we may be back with Jose.
Oh, it might take you months.
We know where Red can be found. If he isn't here when we get back, we'll follow him to Frisco.
Three days later, Pete and Pedro walked into a border town cafe. They stood for a moment inside the door and then...
Kino, where? That corner table. Am I right?
Si, senor.
It's the weasel.
He always carries a knife. Watch out.
If he forget his manner and try to use the knife on Pedro Martinez, this will bother Runyega.
Sure, limb from limb.
Si.
Now try to control yourself. We want them all in one piece.
What is this, Jose?
What do you want with me?
You remember us, no?
No.
Oh, but that is not true. I can see it in your eye. He is happy to have a seat with him, Pete.
You can't blame us for wanting to get a close look, Jose. Hard to figure out how you can be worth $1,000 to anybody.
What do you say?
That's what you're worth in Glenville. Dead or alive.
I get out of here.
No, you don't, Jose. Not till we're ready. Just keep setting.
Who is it that offer a reward for me?
Miss Lawrence will be glad to pay that much. She has it all figured out that either you or Red Bannister shot her husband. Of course, Pedro here shot Red before we had a chance to find out if he'd done it.
Bannister is dead.
What the sheriff say?
Then you are wanted by the law.
The sheriff does not bother me at all. I go back to Glenville whenever I want. And when I go, I take you with me.
Listen, Pedro. I tell you everything. Everything. If Bannister is dead.
Well, listen.
He tried to hire me to do the job. I said, no. He's worth more money than he can give me. But I follow him that same night. With my own eyes, I see Red Bannister kill Dick Lawrence.
He knew you saw him too, didn't he?
That makes no difference.
Give you money.
It was money that he owed me. You go back to the sheriff and tell him that I am innocent.
You're going
to
do that yourself.
What is the use? If Bannister is dead, it is all over.
We go, Jose.
Ah, it is a treaty. He's not dead.
You feel his gun in your ribs?
I will not.
Come on, out the side door.
And do not yell, Jose.
We've got a couple of friends waiting for us. We're leaving here pronto.
Wait here, Tonto.
You're back.
Yes, Mrs. Lawrence. We rode ahead of Pete and Pedro. They have Jose with them, and they're taking him to Glenville.
Does he know anything?
He saw Red do it. I want you to run into Glenville yourself. Get all the men in town together and lead them to the sheriff's office. Wait there for the boys.
I will.
There's just one thing more. Is Red still at the Lazy Y?
I saw smoke from over there this morning, but I haven't dared go near the place.
You were wise. We'll see you in town.
Be careful. He must be well by now.
If he's still there. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Sheriff. Hail, Silver. Hurry!
Hello, Sheriff. We're just waiting for somebody.
Waiting for who?
Well, it might be those two friends of mine you jailed for murder.
If they ever come back here, I'll shoot them on sight. And that masked hombre, too.
We'll have something to say about that, Sheriff. That masked man is the Lone Ranger. That's right, boys, the Lone Ranger. And here come Pete and Pedro now.
You heard what I said.
Don't go for your guns. I have you covered.
You ran in jail for this.
I've been there before. Now take a look down the street. Look who they're bringing with them.
It's Jose.
You guessed it. He's got something to tell you about how my husband died.
Let him through here, James.
Make way for him. Let him through.
Yeah, now. Howdy, Miss Lawrence.
What is this?
Here's the sheriff, Jose. Now speak your piece.
I will not talk until he tells me one thing.
What do you want to know?
Is Red Bannister dead?
Well, I guess everybody here can answer that. How about it, boys?
That satisfy you?
Gee, I would be afraid to say this if he were alive. But Red Bannister killed Dick Lawrence. I saw him.
Well, Sheriff?
What do you mean, well? What about it? You expect me to jail a dead man?
You told everybody you found the trail of rustlers near Dick. You said you followed that trail into the hills.
Well, a man can make a mistake, can't he?
A mistake?
Then learn from it, Miss Laws. I put these two hombres in jail once and they broke out.
It was a Lone Ranger.
This time they don't go to jail. Two wrongs don't make a right. And it's time we put a stop to killing in Glenville. Are you with me, men? I say forget about jail and string them up.
No, listen.
Red may have been a killer, but so is this Pedro Martinez.
You've got to listen. Bannister isn't dead.
Yeah, what kind of talk is that? Grab him, boys.
Hey, clear the way for him. There's the Lone Ranger.
It's no good if he's that blood red, will
you? I can't see. Clear the way.
Sure, clear the way so I can get a shot at him. I'll show you how to treat outlaws that call themselves the Lone Ranger.
That is what I tried to do with Red. Shoot the gun from his hand like the Lone Ranger do with the sheriff.
You did bring him. Look, everybody, now will you believe me? Red Bannister.
Get down, Red.
You can't do anything to me. I haven't broken any law.
Senor, I did not know. They said you. I did not know.
You double-crossing coyote. after all the money I paid you.
Give it to him, Red. You will not call me names. You pay me money, yes. But you do not pay all you promise. You pretend you are dead so you do not have to pay. It is you who are double-crossing.
Hide it out, boys.
They fuck each other into jail.
You've had enough, men. March him through that door and lock him up.
You're right.
And don't forget the sheriff.
Pedro.
Oh, si, senor.
Ride with me a little way.
My sure thing.
Everything worked out fine, no? They put those clothes where they belong. He's up in there for Pedro. Is something on your mind, senor?
Yes, Pedro.
It has to do with me?
Yes, Pedro.
I have been waiting.
I'd like you to give Pete a present.
Oh, si, senor. What will it be?
Your gun.
My gun?
Yes. You don't mind carrying two guns, do you, Pete?
Well, no, but...
And then if Pedro ever really needed one, you could lend it to him. I think it would be a good arrangement.
Whatever you say, senor.
Well,
there's Tonto. Come on, Silver.
Adios.
Adios.
Here, he's gone.
Thanks, Pedro.
He's too bad. You know, next time, I think I could have shot the gun from the hand.
That's probably what he figured. You'd keep on practicing.
See? It is what Pedro Martinez de Salvador Runiego always say. The long ranger is one smart hombre.
My own silver! Away!
Is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.